We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, so you guys know I watch like some streamers and shit, Twitch or YouTube, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a thing that's been going around called the 100 Women Challenge. Have you guys heard of this?
I have not seen this one yet.
I already conquered that one.
Yeah, it's not quite what you
think. I never said I never accomplished it.
It's not quite
Didn't
what
know
you
it was
think.
A challenge.
Wilt Tribble? No.
The thing is you're supposed to name or write down 100 women. And there's like some bylaws. They have to have been a real person. You can't say Hermione Granger, but you could say Emma Watson, right?
Just random women. You're supposed to just write down 100 that come to your mind.
And the women, the female streamers are having a much easier time doing this than the male streamers until they get to a point. Because what happens is the male streamers will go through like, all right, let's go through like female artists, musicians. Let's go through female, like, you know, actresses and stuff. Maybe you stumble if you're
athletes,
you know,
heads of state, even
athletes,
all the things.
I was going to say a lot of get to first ladies. And the males kind of do this too, but when the males start to really rattle off females is when they get into the porn star territory.
Yeah.
And they go from like, oh, I'm struggling, here's 50, and like the next 50 come off so quickly. It's so goddamn funny that they cannot name all.
Well, we're just
women,
wired that way, you know?
And it just, they start rattling them off, man.
And I don't know that I could even name five, honestly.
Porn stars?
Yeah. I can't.
And one of my favorites just died.
Jenna died. Jameson?
Yeah. No. No.
Marilyn Chambers?
No.
I'm going old school.
There's two. I said you couldn't name five. Who died?
J starts with J. Oh, jeez.
Great.
Jessie Jane.
Oh.
She died?
Yeah. She was found dead in her apartment with, I think, a dude.
Foul place.
Some kind of drug overdose, I think, oh, possibly. This
shocking.
Was like a month ago. Yeah.
I
porn star.
I did not hear about that. I don't know.
Oh, I guess I didn't have a back page that day or something.
I may have been doing the night show or something. Anyways, it was just pretty funny. It's actually, it does get harder because you're trying specifically to think of people. Like,
yeah,
there's no denying we all could name 100 famous women throughout history.
Yeah.
That's not, but it when you're specifically locked on trying to think of it, it just becomes much more
when
difficult.
When you put the pressure on yourself to think about it, it the thoughts are distant.
Well, we've got what? There. 43 first ladies?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, jeez.
Because, what, Buchanan didn't have one.
Can you name them all is what you're saying? Is that where
Buchanan
you would go with your list?
I don't know.
I think he was.
Cleveland obviously served twice, whatever. So you got like 43-something first ladies.
How many first ladies can you name?
Probably 20,
wow,
maybe.
Wow, that's impressive.
If you ask me at 2 o'clock, I could come up with more than I can right now. That's how my brain works. I can remember what I had for lunch on May 6, 1995, but I can't tell you what.
I could probably give you 10. Yesterday. I could probably give you the ones that were first lady while I've been alive, plus Jackie
ones.
O.
Well, but you know, like, the early ones? No.
Abigail I don't know who, no idea who none of those. Why would I ever need to know? That's
Dolly
not
Dolly Madison.
That's not taught in history class.
No, it's not, but you stumble upon it here and there.
I've never in my life.
Delicious Eleanor Roosevelt?
Sure.
Never in my life have I needed to know who Martha Washington was.
But if I had to do 100, if I was doing the 100 women challenge, I'm trying to think, like, do I start? I think I would start with female athletes.
Yep. You go like, through, you run through your categories.
Yeah. I would start with athletes, numbers. Then go to actresses, then go to musicians, then probably, like, famous female in history, Joan of Arc, Marie Curie, stuff like that, along with first ladies.
Wow.
So that became a big thing, huh? That's kind of funny.
It's been circulating.
Well, women can do it because women nowadays are so preoccupied and obsessed with the fact that they're women. You know what I mean? They are. It's true. I've never seen such gender narcissism in my life.
I just always found it funny that as soon as they got to the porn stars, they just started
rattling them off.
It took me 7 minutes to get these first 20. But
going like
20
a 17-0
came,
run with the porn stars.
It was pretty funny, but yeah, it's been floating around.
I got to send Randy the Al Downing pitch to Henry Aaron because he can't comprehend the notion that he served it up to him. He totally did. If you see it,
there are a couple moments in sports history.
Cal Ripken
like,
of the All Star game, that was served up to him too when he hit the home run.
Strahan Favre,
yeah, oh yeah,
fight out of
Favre
it.
Favre admitted that.
Yeah, of course. There are a couple moments that are like, all right, like that was, you know. Well, that's what it was.
But, okay. I mean, even if – has a guy ever come out and said that?
Well, did he groove it? Well, you could
– because he may have just been – I mean, fastballs get grooved unintentionally all the time, but
– no, you could just tell.
But who cares?
I have no problem with
it.
Do people gripe at this? I have no problem with it. It's just a conversation. Randy could not wrap his head around the possibility. Al Downing just knew his play.
Do you think that I was a serviceable major league pitcher?
Do you think that at the time
that's why he would have done that? Is because he wants to be associated with it, or do you think that he? Just
I think
wanted
he,
to
that and also
happen.
The climate of the times too. Let's let the brother do it. All the not Henry Aaron's having to sleep at Fulton County Stadium due to death threats.
Yeah,
and he's
get
like,
it
yeah,
over
let's
make
do
sure
this.
It happens at home. There's a couple aspects to it that would be beneficial.
It's kind of interesting. Well, what else, gentlemen? Personal lives going well? Everything all right?
I'm still single. Still a thing.
Single's the new relationship nowadays. Men are running away, man. We're running away from relationships. So you might be doing the wise thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going out to the bar Friday night. And,
what bar?
Just my local bar, The Bird, up in Dunwoody.
Where everyone knows your name?
The regulars do.
Are there a lot of birds walking around there?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I'm particularly excited because there's a lot of stuff going on Friday night, right? Like the Hawks should be playing Minnesota, right? That's the 12th. Today's the 10th. That's the 12th. So you got the Hawks game. You've got the Braves game.
Yep. Got my birthday tomorrow.
Your birthday's tomorrow.
Yep. 43 again. Yep.
PFL is on ESPN2, I think. And then
what's PFL?
It's MMA. It's
a
UFC competitor type thing. And then more importantly, which I'll have to be watching on my phone, Power Slap at 9 p.m. Friday night.
Oh, the Power Slap?
And I'm going to get good and fucking liquored up.
Is this the beginning
of
the season? Or
no, they just randomly have events every
Oh, it's kind of UFC, so there's not really a season. Yeah. They just get together and slap each other.
Imagine they had to compete 6 days a week.
I fucking love this.
What's the payout in that shit?
Not enough. Not nearly enough.
What do you get, $5,000 or something?
No, it's probably more than that. It's probably 50.
To the winner?
For a winner, yeah. It's probably like 30 or 50. It's so goddamn entertaining. And I'm gonna be like already tipsy or drunk by then and just pull it on my phone and just have a fucking ball.
Where do they have it? Like some small high school arena or something?
It's probably at the UFC Apex.
I don't know.
That's the UFC like.
Oh, okay.
It looks like their big training center. It looks like it could
Vegas.
Be just any random room. I mean,
we could have it in here.
Yeah, but with the lights, the light show that they have, like they need.
Oh, something are they up to where they have like entrances and shit? They have,
yeah.
Walk in music too.
What would your entrance music be? Walking in the slap fight.
My entrance music. I love going to be like the song no one would think of, be like, God damn, I lost to a guy walking out to this.
Like Katy Perry or some shit?
Like, yeah, like something
Sesame
like
Street.
Corny or like, I don't know, like if you walk out to like Celine Dion,
I was about
heart,
to say
My
Celine
Heart
Dion.
Will Go On or something, like just the, think of the like most embarrassing song you could have walk out to and then lose that fight.
That's good psychological warfare.
Like too. That's what I would go with.
You absolutely have to be able, have to know in your heart of hearts that you're the favorite to win the event. Because if you lose after doing that, then you'll never
then
get another event again.
You can go hard rock
you know,
metal next
you
time.
You absolutely have to win.
Like if you walked out, and I always think of this song because when I was living in LA, I would go to this karaoke bar to get drunk on Saturdays. And
did you sing?
Yeah, once I got drunk, sure. But this guy would come in, sign up, sing his song, and walk out the fucking door. Like, I saw him do it like 4 times.
Could he sing?
It was okay.
What song was it? Same song every time?
Yeah, same song every time.
I like that. The attitude of the whole thing, the hubris.
Well, sometimes just singing a song is fun, though.
Here's the thing. And this is why I might walk out to this song, because it's fucking hilarious when he did it. Like, the guy's a legend. Who the fuck can walk into a karaoke bar, sing this song, and then leave? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Fantastic.
He walks in and sang Puff the Magic Dragon.
How long ago was this?
Fucking leaves. This was when I was living in LA, probably 6, 7, 8 years ago.
So this guy's sitting out. This guy's sitting out in the freaking parking lot. He smokes a big freaking hogger and then comes in there and sings "Puff the Magic Dragon" and leaves. You know that's what he does. Has to. Just because he loves the song.
I get it. It was the funniest fucking thing.
It's a funny bit because you remember it, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that remember it.
How many
songs
do people do at karaoke, good job or bad job, that are completely forgettable?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
This guy sings Puff the Magic Dragon. It's the funniest fucking thing in the world. He took it seriously, by the way. Like, he was trying to sing it.
Did he prowl the stage? Was he emoting with his arms? The whole thing.
How do you? I don't recall that song having too many, like, hooks. It's just Lives by the Sea. It's not a difficult song to sing, is it? Like,
difficult? No, it's longer. Like, we all know, like, just
the main, like, the chorus.
Yeah, it's more than just that. But like, I don't know. Like, I don't remember the song well enough. But like, he was fucking on it, and that shit was funny. So I would walk out to Puff the Magic Dragon.
That's not a bad choice.
Yeah, that one's slow and weird and kiddish, and yeah, I think I might walk out to that.
You know, that song was done by Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I had this guy who was kind of a friend. He's kind of a douche. This is back in the mid-'80s. Somehow he got Paul Stuckey's phone number, and that was Paul of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And he would relentlessly prank call him at like 2 in the morning and just cuss him out. How'd you get my fucking number? Just randomly. Just tortured this guy.
And this is going to be a home phone at this point.
I was going to say, was that a house
phone?
It's going
to be a landline.
Yeah, this
not
is
exactly
landline.
Like
this is the
80s.
Yeah, yeah, you can't just go
there's no,
down
not
the
even caller ID, nothing. Maybe you could do a star 69, whatever, but he's just he gets shit-faced. I'm going to call Paul Stuckey and just torture him.
Back in the day when we had no idea who was calling us, yet we answered every fucking time. We're so succumbed to fear these days. But that's because people are fucking nuts.
Can I live our lives in fear? Fear.
So back to power.
Generally
slap.
Speaking,
these fucking guys train, which is the
there's weight
thing in the
classes
world.
In this, right?
There are weight classes. There's a bunch of titles on the line Saturday, Friday night.
No, I'd like to see a Mike Johnson squid matchup. Let's miss
no,
it.
No, that wouldn't go.
No,
well.
You wouldn't. I don't think
that
Mike's too big.
Well.
That's why they have weight.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, that'd be
squid's
bad.
Head would roll down the hall.
He might break his neck. Bad. Is where I was going.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How do you train? Do you like slap a brick wall or something?
So you slap harder objects? Yeah, it's like in.
Or is there, do you train by getting slapped?
You're definitely
or both.
Slapping pads.
That's true. You have to learn how to take punishment, yeah. too.
I'm less interested in training the offensive side of this game and more interested in training the defensive side.
Because
guys are like actively trying to strengthen your neck and like do shit, work on your jaw muscles. And I'm like, bro. That doesn't fucking matter. You just got put down on the
first. Is it a straight up disqualification if you flinch at all? There are a docking of points.
What are those little nuanced rules?
So you can't club, which means you can't hit with the bottom of your palm.
Yeah, well, that's
you can't. It's got to be damaged. It's got to be the
fingertips,
the palm of your hand, and the fingers. Yeah.
Do they have an official really leaning into the slap to see to make sure it's
there's guys there, but they use replay as well.
Okay.
That's a replay booth.
Another reason of
that's called clubbing. You'll get like you'll lose that.
I was curious about that. Like
you
that's,
also cannot flinch. Like you'll tell them like as you come up, you're like right hand on three, and the referee will announce it like right hand on three, and then you like warm up one right as you move your hand to where you want to hit. Two, and then on three, you have to slap the shit out this dude.
It seems like you flinch in anticipation of that three. Yeah. Like, okay, so I'm bracing myself
you
now.
Take it by surprise.
A lot of guys do it with their eyes closed. The ones that scare you are the ones that do it with their eyes fucking open, looking right at you like, dude, bro. You're like, what the fuck? And the funniest part is if you hit your slap and the guy isn't knocked out or even fazed. And then it's always just like, oh, you fucked up now. My turn, motherfucker. It's always like, yeah. Not as many knockouts as you think, but the knockouts that do happen are fucking hilarious.
What constitutes a knockout? You simply fall?
Guy gets put out. You have 10 seconds to kind of, like boxing, you stand back up and kind of regain. But there's two types of knockouts. There's the knockout that you just fall because you're staggered for a second. And then there's a knockout where, like, you lock up and, like, you're not getting back up. And the thing is, they give you this foam thing to hold behind your hands, behind your back, before you get hit, right? So, like, you'll grab both sides of it to keep your arms and shoulders out the way of the slap.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're doing that. And the problem is, if you're leaning slightly forward when you get slapped and you get knocked out, you fall forward into the table. And so guys go down and hit their heads on the table before falling backwards. And that part of the table's padded because obviously the first couple events it wasn't padded. And they're like, I think we need to pad this part of the table.
What country is churning out most of these gifted athletes? You know, we have the
West
runners
Virginia,
in Kenya.
As far as
I'm West Virginia.
Concerned. I think there's a...
Wait till the Albanians get going, man.
No. They're too real combat. These guys are fucking psychos. There's one guy going against... I'm trying to remember the other... The champion's got this big red beard. I can't remember his nickname right now. There's this guy, Austin Turpin, who just talks mad shit.
Doesn't the beard cushion the blow? Isn't that a performance enhancer?
I think beard should be illegal. I agree with you.
Because I think sunglasses should be illegal in poker.
Okay.
The poker face? I can't tell.
I get what you're saying.
Because it eliminates the strategy of being able to read your opponent?
Yeah,
but
I know what you're saying.
That's kind of the point,
though. I think it's a little bit different, but yeah. I think beard should be illegal. But by the way, they use chalk on their hand. I don't know if that's like to prevent the slap from slipping, but like after the slap, you'll just see just a handprint of chalk on the dude's face.
You probably see a big dust up too.
So goddamn funny, dude.
What would the chalk be for, possibly?
I think it's to keep your hand from slipping as you slap.
Is there an area of the face that you have to target?
The jawline, like the jawline or cheek.
Sure not
you can't
illegal
go
slap.
Like towards the back, under the ear. You can't hit there.
So it has to be in here.
It's got
to
be
is there an invisible line from the side of your eye down to your jaw. Is that the sweet
spot? You can't go
there?
Too high.
You don't want to hit the temple.
Yeah, your regular.
Well, they might want to make sure that it's a legal slap. That's what the chalk might be for.
It might be.
Ah, could be.
But the chalk, it's just fucking, you see finger marks.
Plus, you get to see a big.
You definitely do
dramatic stuff. The chalk.
The chalk is for TV only. That's the benefit of TV. You want to see how somebody got the shit.
It's weird because like, it's ridiculous because you can't play defense. Like, there's no. You just take the hit, and you either get knocked out or you don't.
Your defense is your inner toughness.
But it's still fucking entertaining. It's so goddamn funny.
It's hilarious.
Man.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
I wonder if there's
funny.
Any countries where to settle differences, a slap fight just not like a slap match just breaks out. You want to slap about it? You just line up and you just slap the shit out of each other, and you go about your business.
I saw I think it's Pakistan.
Better getting stabbed behind a bar.
Oh, much better.
I think I saw it's like in Pakistan. You have a circle of people, and you have two combatants, and they're slapping each other in the chest. Not the head, just the chest. And guys are, like, going airborne to come down.
Just
and
like the Ric Flair chop. Oh, yeah. Just yeah. It's European uppercuts.
Dude, that shit will take the breath out of you, man.
I also saw a MMA fight that was definitely not in the United States yesterday. That was 3-on-1. It was like a heavyweight against like a couple of 55ers or something, 155ers or something. So he was big, and they're smaller than him. And it was 3-on-1. Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Johnson, broke it down on his YouTube video. And like they're beating the fuck out of this dude, but they don't have enough power to put him out.
Yeah.
In the first round.
Gotta wear him down.
In the second round, though. He's got a guy grabbing him around the waist, and another guy gets a little loose, and he chokes the guy out. He guillotines the guy. And so now it's 2-on-1.
Uh-oh.
And
is that fighter allowed to regain consciousness and re-enter
the fight?
No,
once you get tapped or out, you're out.
Oh, okay.
But the fight continues with the guys who have not been submitted. He then catches a second guy with a guillotine. In the whatever later, either the start of the third round or the end of the second round, whatever it was. So now it's 1-on-1 with the heavyweight.
Whoa.
And then just a regular fighter. And that guy's like, I should have been the guy who got guillotined in the first round. I don't want to fight this guy straight
this
up.
Guy
so then he rear naked chokes the last guy. Like fucking quick.
Damn.
How long does it take to knock somebody out? Like to choke somebody
these
out?
These three
like
guys
that?
Are very clearly like not. Because totally
while
great.
He's choking the first guy out there, what are the other two guys doing?
Not fucking accurate with their punches is what they're
really,
doing.
But they are trying to at least hit the guy?
It's
like,
bad. Like, they're just not strong. Wow. They're not accurate. There's no technique.
When you started the story, I thought the three guys would win because I think about Gulliver. Lilliputians finally tied Gulliver down.
You know? You would think.
So they were kind of beating the fuck out of him, but they didn't even cut him.
Probably tiring themselves, too.
Yeah.
Well, first off, like, you don't want to use your fists. You want to throw elbows.
Yep.
You want to hit with your elbow for cut purposes, but also for damage. They weren't throwing enough knee. 3-on-1, you should be fucking this guy up. And they were not.
You go ankle, I'll go knee and waist, and you go.
Dude, take a freaking knee to a quad, and
that feels
drop
great,
the shit
it?
Out of yeah. somebody.
Well, Sam Elliott and Roadhouse kick a man in the knee.
That's
he'll
like
go down,
how many
no matter
humans
how big he is.
Will it take to freaking beat up a grizzly bear or whatever? Like, fucking all of them.
Yeah. You can't. Again, now that we get into this, because you know how much I enjoy these animal versus human.
Yeah, man, I love it.
The problem is, how does any human, no matter the number, inflict actual damage on a grizzly bear?
You give a shit who you are. You can't. You can't even get close enough. If the grizzly bear is angry and knows that it's going to fight you, the grizzly bear can take your freaking head off.
But
swipe
you're talking
decapitate.
1-on-1. I'm talking, say there's 500 humans. How does, at any point, any combination of those humans inflict actual damage?
They don't. You can't
the
dog
hide
pile
is way
a grizzly
too
bear.
Thick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how do you
inflict? We're talking 9 feet tall.
Yeah. Like, you can't even get, even if it was, because only certain amount of humans can get even close enough to, if you try to dog pile the fucking grizzly bear, you're not going to be able to.
No.
But even if you, let's say you're on a diving board and you're able to jump from above.
Onto a grizzly bear?
Even if you're able to, like, get a human mound on top of said grizzly bear. how are you actually hurting the bear? Because you're not doing it with punches, kicks, or elbow. Like, it's so thick and so strong, the hide. How do you actually
hurt it? You would have to get it on the skull, like with an elbow or something like that.
Isn't there somewhere vulnerable in the body, though, where you can access an organ by hitting
it? You don't have humans don't have enough strength.
You can't penetrate all that.
You're not kidney punching or liver shotting.
You're not
going
to get
no way.
You're not going to get close enough. You could damage a grizzly bear if you were to get close enough to its skull with an elbow. But you're not going to get that close.
I don't think you can.
I think you probably could.
Have you ever had a dog run into your fucking knee?
Hurts.
I guess
not. You
can't
walk and the dog is wholly unfazed?
Totally.
All right, so let's...
But you're not trying to knee the dog. This is accidental. And there's,
I know, but I don't think you're fucking up a dog.
By kneeing it on purpose?
Yeah, I don't think so.
If you're giving an open shot to a dog, you can kill it with a knee.
Their jaws are wired differently than ours. More so the skull, not the jaw. The jaw's different, that's true.
But I'm just talking about blunt force trauma.
Like, let's say this. Let's say the bear, apparently it can understand humans, and it knows it has to just stand there and take it. Okay? Bear can't fight back. How are you even going about it?
I'm going to climb a tree. Can I climb a tree?
No weapons, but sure.
I'm going to climb a tree, and I'm going to come down on top of his freaking head with a freaking elbow.
Okay, that's not going to do anything.
Yeah, I think it probably would.
I don't think it will.
Yeah, I think it probably would.
That force from up there, I'm sure it could do something, sure. There's got to be some little vulnerable point on a bear's head.
Well, bears' brains, like human brains, are smaller, but they will still take damage just from the brain sloshing around. Like what killed Dale Earnhardt is his brain sloshing around.
Yeah, that's right.
The impact, yeah.
Like, I think the bear would definitely be in concussion protocol.
Definitely.
Could be out for 2 weeks.
We'd have to go through testing. If I jump from a tree and elbow a bear.
Take him into the tent.
You want to tell him he has to sit out the next round?
All right, we got work to do.
How to kill a bear.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.